Are you in the midst of your college search? We invite you to explore Liberty University this spring at one of our on-campus events. Spend a few hours exploring campus at Tour LU, dig deeper, and learn more about life at Liberty during Experience LU. Or you can take your next steps towards training for your dream career on a world-class campus by meeting with faculty and department heads and getting your questions answered at Decide LU. Learn more about these visiting opportunities and register today by texting VISIT to the number 49596. Again, that's VISIT to the number 49596.
Our guest today is Mario Murillo, and Mario's international ministry began in San Jose with a four-day crusade that was extended to 6 months and reached 250,000 people in Azusa Street-type visitation. Mario annually conducts approximately 50 outreaches, which are noted for the presence of God and exuberant worship. His preaching pierces the heart and unravels modern evil. He's authored several best-selling books such as Critical Mass, Fresh Fire, Fresh Impact, I Am the Christian the Devil Warned You About, and his most recent release, Edgewise. Mario, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Well, it's such an honor, and I haven't told you this, but I don't think I told you this. I was in attendance at a recent event that you spoke at in Pasadena, California, at the Harvest International Ministries Global Summit, and I came back. I couldn't stop talking about the messages that you were bringing. I feel like God is using you to bring a much-needed prophetic voice into the culture, into America. Maybe we'll get into that, but you're seeing some amazing fruit in your evangelistic ministries. Maybe you could just tell our listening audience what's normal for your events and why you think God is showing up in an unusual way at this time.
Well, what we're watching is along Highway 99 in the Central Valley of California. We're talking about Bakersfield, Fresno, Modesto, and now Sacramento. And there is a corridor of glory. There's something not of this earth, an atmosphere, that is causing drug addicts, prostitutes, and the homeless to be saved. And they're coming to the Lord in such numbers that we are continually running out of chairs, running out of counselors, running out of material, because so many people want to be saved. We have watched great miracles of healing that doctors have looked at it and they wonder, what is this that's going on? Of course, it's Christ. It's the glory of God. And the reason that it is happening now is a very strange reason. The leftist woke culture has so drained people of life. The lockdown has drained them of hope, and they finally had enough. And they realize that all of this propaganda about leaving God behind, leaving Christ behind, perverting marriage and redacting and revising American history and teaching hatred, it's done. There is a violent revolution in this, and it's violent in the sense of what Jesus said. The kingdom suffers violence. This is overrunning the churches. So we set up a tent. We announce a starting time of 6:30. Approximately at 4:30, the tent is 80% full.
Wow.
By the time we have to begin worship, at least 45 minutes early. There's no bells, whistles, frills. There's no what I call big screens, skinny jeans, and fog machines. We preach a very direct gospel, and people are born again. And all to the glory of Christ. That's what it's all about.
When I was in California for the conference that I mentioned, when I heard you preach, and I know your primary calling is as an evangelist, but I felt like there was this strong, you know, prophetic mantle resting upon you to address what in the world is going on in America today. When I was in California, and for our listeners, if you haven't been there, for those of you that aren't familiar, it can be a little bit jarring seeing the barbed wire around the traffic signs, the tents all over the place, people living on the street, the garbage that seemingly just piles up on side of the road. But here you are in California. You're not preaching a feel-good type of message. This is, you're preaching
no.
Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why California? Why there? Why do you think God is just showing up so strong in those meetings?
You know, I want to answer that, and also I want to complement that question with something that I think is very important. But I'll answer your question. California has been strangely used of God
yeah.
in the entire 20th century and now into the 21st. Azusa Street, Amy McPherson,
yeah.
Calvary Chapel, Trinity Broadcasting. You go on and on and on, and I've forgotten all the names of worldwide impacts that have come out of Los Angeles. And not to least was the first major crusade of Billy Graham. And it was in Los Angeles that he was promoted by William Randolph Hearst and the great worldwide harvest. What appears that God is opening some ancient wells of revival again in California. The message that God has chosen to bless has to do with the blood, the cross, hell, the resurrection, and the inerrancy of Scripture.
Wow.
And the dominance of the Holy Spirit as the person that guides church growth and church organization. Those are the themes that keep repeating themselves. Whenever they are, blind eyes open, wheelchairs are empty, heroin addicts are delivered, and the churches are revolutionized. So I want to just make a comment. This should be extremely encouraging to everyone listening.
Well, it should be. It's incredible.
Yeah, because of the fact that it's not California is some unique terrain. The churches all over America have been lied to by the media. They've been poisoned by the media into believing that church growth is not going to happen. People aren't going to come back. God is giving the church in America an opportunity to get rid of all the marketing schemes and go back to organic, spirit-filled Christianity and just rejoice and preach the truth, because we have appealed for years, and we didn't even know it, Jeff. We did not know that our church programs were designed to appeal to lukewarm believers who wanted to escape smaller churches where they had accountability, and they wanted to get lost in the crowd, have a 12-minute sermon, and get out. That was never appealing to lost souls. That was only appealing to lukewarm Christians. So now we find something out. Pandemic shut us down, forced us to talk to people that weren't Christians and on the streets. We went to Bakersfield, where I had a friend that conducted 57 funerals in 1 year for young men who were killed in drive-bys. We walk into that city, put up our tent in the heart of the city, and all of a sudden the shootings stop, the crowds grow, the people show up, and we have 1,700 decision cards in that crusade by itself. Then in Modesto, where we just finished before we came up here to William Jessup University, in Modesto, the crowd swelled to 2,200 people every night. And we were in a tent, and we got maybe 1,500 of them inside the tent. The rest were sitting outside. And the gangsters, we had one testimony real quick, had a young man that in order to defend himself, got into a firefight and killed a gang member of an opposing gang. So now he is marked for death. Turned out he was a shot caller, which in the gangs he's given the responsibility of killing people. So now he realizes he's a target himself. His grandparents, his mom and dad, his wife and his kids were all jeopardized. He's standing outside the tent. One of our workers says, "You're weeping. You're under conviction. You want to get saved." He said, "I can't. If I show my face in that tent, I'll be killed." So the workers went out, we won him to Jesus, and now he and his entire family are miles and miles away from harm in a safe house. And that story is being repeated You know, in the tent, you could have a bank president sitting next to a homeless person, sitting next to a drug addict, sitting next to a drug dealer, and they're all saying the same thing. This is real. And we didn't realize how real this is, ladies and gentlemen, how simple, how much of an advantage we had with just the presence of God. There is nothing that touches a broken heart or a life that has been damaged in this woke culture like the presence of God. And when we just stopped doubting, we're going to see miracles.
So the crowds are coming. The lost are coming. The broken are coming. And these services, you talked about they're filling up early. I read somewhere, it might have been on one of your websites, that at some of these services, you're actually giving two sermons, preaching a full sermon for salvation and then preaching another sermon on revival. When you're speaking on revival, give us a snapshot. What is the Holy Spirit saying to the church in America right now?
In a nutshell, we are at a moment that resembles those monster movies when the Martians come to Earth and they destroy everything. And all of a sudden, one of the ragtag freedom fighters discovers a weakness in the Martians. And of course, they always use Morse code. Don't tell me what Hollywood has to do with Morse code, but they do it in all their movies. So with Morse code, they start sending word to all the other freedom fighters, hey, here's the weakness in the enemy. We can win this. That's what I believe this is in California. This podcast is like a Morse code message saying, America isn't what you think it is. It's not where you think it is at. America is a vast prison of heartbroken, lonely, devastated people who've lost all faith in government, lost all trust in the media, and are waiting for someone to give them something real. And the real that they want is what we have to give. And we are so used to being profounded. I love that word. I made it up. I've turned the word profound into a verb. To profound an audience means you conjugate Greek verbs. You stand up there and you say deep revelation. We have been deep revelated out of our mind. We need the simple reality that this joy of the Lord is a weapon that we never imagined we could use. Peace of mind, what a weapon. Simplicity and direct, honest preaching, what a weapon.
So you're taking this message, you're traveling through California right now with your tent. How many people does your tent hold right now?
Well, our tent doesn't hold nearly enough. We're building one that's 2.5 times the size of the one we have. Our current tent is 8,000 square feet. The one we're building is somewhere between 16 and 20.
Wow.
But the real news is that we're moving outdoors. We've been having 4,000 people every night at a university outside of Sacramento. William Jessup University, every night this week, we've had a minimum of 300 to 500 souls that we've had to pray for every single night. Now today, we had a massive breakthrough. We got a facility you cannot get, Cal Expo, which is the statewide fairgrounds. We got a soccer stadium that will seat 13,500. So September 5th through the 10th of this year, our next major crusade in California is going to be in a soccer stadium.
Wow.
In Sacramento. And that is science fiction. That's not just a vision. That's science fiction. I can't even give myself the freedom to absorb that thought because it would interrupt my obedience to the Lord to just do it. But that's the hunger. And we know that soccer stadium is going to be the greatest single door-to-door soul-winning outreach in Sacramento since the Jesus Movement. And I was in the Jesus Movement, and I've not seen anything in California since then that matches this. But it is happening.
It's incredible. So when would that event be happening?
It'll happen Sunday, September 5th, through Friday, December 10th, at Cal Expo.
Wow.
That's all that people need to remember.
Wow.
And you ask anybody about Cal Expo, We had senators who are spirit-filled in the California state government that gave us favor to get in there.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got it.
Thank you, Jesus. So you're over doubling the size of your tent. The crusades are continuing. I mean, you've just said, 500 here, 1,000 there. All people are coming to Christ. You've got this large event coming up in the fall. Is this something that, is the Holy Spirit saying it stays in California? Is this something that is reproducible in other cities? What is God saying to you for the nation right now? Is your assignment California, or is this something that you see that's going to spread to other states or other cities?
There, yeah. If you read the history of California, there's never been a revival in California, the state in California.
Come on.
There's never been a massive move of God in California, whether it was Azusa Street, Amy McPherson. And by the way, Catherine Kuhlman, I forgot she was launched here in the Shrine Auditorium.
John Wimber.
There's never been a major move of God in California that stayed in California. And the greatest part of the revival isn't going to be in California. There are people listening to you and I right now, Jeff, whose churches are going to become ground zero for the glory of God. And they're going to report even greater results than the ones I'm seeing now. You know, the Forestry Service, they have a figure of speech, a description that is very terrifying to them. It is the most frightening thing to a firefighter in the forest. It's called area ignition. We had entire cities destroyed in the Bay Area and Northern California from fires. They all started out as 40 or 50 small fires that came together. And that is called area ignition. And the firefighter dreads it above all else, because the moment that area ignition hits, here's what happens. The flames are hundreds of feet high. In Paradise, California, when those flames started in area ignition, they were consuming the equivalent of an entire Costco every 60 seconds. Now, take that in the spirit. Right now, people are listening, are saying, you know what, Mario, what you're seeing reminds me of what's happening in my little church, in our warehouse, in our high school. It's happening in our home Bible study. All of a sudden, our neighbors want to come in. All of a sudden, the lockdown is giving way to this people's movement. And we had pockets of fire. We had it in Azusa Street, and Pentecost blew up. I remember in the 70s with Steve Strang, when he began Charisma magazine, it was literally simply to document all of the outbreaks of God that were happening across America. We've come full circle.
Yeah,
it's going to happen again.
It's going to happen again.
Man, I'm trying to control myself here, brother, but I just can't tell people how important it is to throw out all of the playbooks and get on your face and get ready to just take in the harvest and speak the truth and the love of God. And it'll be amazing.
You know, I don't know if you heard about it, but in Smyrna, Tennessee, we've been covering evangelist Monday Martin. He's been doing street evangelism. He did it for 365 days straight in his local town. And then they just threw up a tent on the side of the highway. And they're just texting me, sending us, and we're documenting it, the salvations, the miracles. They're extending their meetings, and we're going, do it, Lord, do it, all over America, Lord.
Yes.
It's time. Bring in the harvest.
It is time.
And so we just want to be proclaiming, because as we are able to share the stories, faith comes by hearing, and you're sharing the testimonies, and faith is entering into the people of God. And man, we're just so excited. I know we're about at the end, and you're going to, I'm sure, have another event here coming up. But before we end our podcast today, could you pray over our listeners that same spirit of revival, that same spirit of faith, I believe, therefore I spoke, that same spirit that's on you as you're sharing the good news, it might touch our listeners, and we could see these revival fires break out. If you could pray for our listeners, I can't think of a better way to end our time together.
Thank you, Jeff. Lord Jesus, I believe that everyone listening has got two voices speaking in their ear. The voice of God and the voice of doubt. The voice of vision and the voice of fear. the voice of soul winning and the voice of maintenance and protecting and self-preservation. Lord, our nation is in such dire need of your hand and your power that the words fail me. But I know that you are able to use this podcast to ignite fire in the heart of a beleaguered pastor, a layperson, someone struggling with great tragedy, that can turn it into triumph by having the audacity to rise up in the name of Jesus and say, I will not fail. I will not back down. I will not compromise, for I know that my God is going to vindicate me, and he's going to prosper the work of my hand. He's going to make the doors open and the enemy retreat. Let it be, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Where's the best way that people can follow what you're doing for the events that you're having or events that are coming up? How can people keep in touch with your ministry?
The two best ways, we are live streaming every night on Facebook. It's Mario Murillo Ministries at Facebook. But the best way is MarioMurillo.org. That's all they need, and they'll get a window into everything that's happening.
Well, it's beautiful, and we're so thankful that we were to make this interview happen. I'd like to do a follow-up here whenever it works with you. This
yes.
is something that we know that God is positioning Charisma at this hour to blast the trumpet, because
yes.
we are in a day of days of harvest, revival, awakening, and thank you for going out into the fields and bringing in the harvest. We're celebrating with you.
My honor, my friend. Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to be on again.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Mario. God bless you.
God bless you.
You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. We want to encourage you today to share this broadcast with your friends and family. As hearing comes, faith follows. And so share the broadcast. It'll be a blessing to someone in your life. And make sure to subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast so you never miss an episode. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.